You are listening to Spiritualize Ministry Devotional Podcast. Hello, everyone. I'm Keandre Talley. Today's devotional is entitled, Hearing God's Voice. Today's scripture verse comes from the book of John, chapter 8, verse 47. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Have you ever wondered if God can be heard? Are you going through a situation where you're seeking to find out if the little voice you've been hearing is that of God, your flesh, or the voice of Satan? There are three voices we can hear, and those voices are the voice of God, the voice of our fleshly desires, and the voice of Satan. As Christians, we first heard God's voice as a calling for us to seek salvation through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Once the acknowledgement of our Lord was made, Jesus placed His Spirit in us, the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit, we have constant communication with God by which we hear His voice and know where to walk, how to walk, and when to walk. Living in this world, we are constantly at risk of hearing the voice of our fleshly desires through temptation. But when worldly temptations press in on us, we must remember what is told to us in 1 John chapter 5, verse 5. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? It's hard to be in the world and not fall into its traps. But as we believe in Him who have overcome the world, we overcome it too. We don't have to settle for giving in to the world's temptations and wickedness. Jesus has given us the ability to fight back in Him and to win through Him. And then we have the voice of Satan that tries to pry its way into our minds and hearts, more often than not, and at our most vulnerable moments. Satan prompts men to excesses by which they create their own destruction and that of others, while what he puts into the mind tends to ruin men's souls. He is the great promoter of falsehood of every kind. He is a liar. All of his temptations are carried on by his calling evil good and good evil, and promising freedom in sin. He is the author of all lies, whom liars shall have their portion forever. The special lusts of Satan are spiritual wickedness, the lusts of the mind and corrupt reasonings, pride and envy, wrath and malice, enmity to good, and enticing others to evil. But by the truth, we should understand the revealed will of God as to the salvation of men by Jesus Christ. So, God does indeed speak to us, and we can hear His voice. But we must be cautious that what we hear is in fact the Holy Spirit and not another voice. Now, I say this because our flesh will speak out loudly when we're under pressure or when we want something very badly. And Satan, the great deceiver he is, he's always lurking around us, waiting for the opportunity to provide us with his input on what we should do, when we should do it, and how we should do it. That's why it's so important to take into account seven key things to help us determine if what we're indeed hearing is God's voice. The first key is Scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 tell us, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." You see, in order to learn the things of God and be assured of them, we must know the Holy Scriptures, for they are the divine revelation. They are profitable for all purposes of the Christian life. They are of use to all, especially in knowing and hearing God's Word. The second key is the Holy Spirit speaks to our hearts. In Hebrews chapter 8, verses 10 and 11, it says, "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest." You see, God once wrote his laws to his people, and in this verse, Scripture tells us he will write his laws in them. He will give them understanding to know and to believe his laws. He will give them memories to retain them. He will give them hearts to love them, courage to profess them, and power to put them to practice. This is the foundation of the covenant. And when this is laid, duty will be done wisely, sincerely, readily, resolutely, constantly, and with comfort. There will be a plentiful outpouring of the Spirit of God that will make the gospel's ministry so effectual that there will be a great increase and spreading of Christian knowledge in persons of all sorts. The third key is the prophetic, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, personal prophecy. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21 tell us, "Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesyings, prove all things, hold fast that which is good." To quench the spirit means to resist his influence, like trying to smother a fire. One of the fundamental rules of walking with God is that we should not say no to the Spirit of God. Christians are said to be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. God works like fire by enlightening, enlivening, and purifying the souls of men. As fire is put out by taking away fuel, and it is quenched by pouring water or putting a great deal of earth upon it, so we must be careful not to quench the Holy Spirit by indulging carnal lusts and affection and minding earthly things. As Christians, we often hinder our growth in grace by not giving ourselves up to the spiritual affections raised in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. By prophesying, we understand the preaching of the word and can interpret and apply the scriptures to our lives. We must not despise preaching, though it is plain and we are told no more than what we knew before. We must search the scriptures, and proving all things, we must then hold fast to that which is good. The fourth key is godly counsel. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14 tells us, "Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety." You see, we shall often find it to our advantage to advise with others. We all need adequate counsel and seek advice from wise and trustworthy people. The fifth key is confirmation. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 16, it says, "For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife." Confirmation means guarantee. An oath is used to guarantee an agreement. The promise of blessedness God has made to us is from God's eternal purpose, settled between the eternal Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. These promises of God may safely be depended upon, for we have two things which cannot change, and they are the counsel and the oath of God. The consolations of God are strong enough to support us under our heaviest trials. The sixth key is the peace of God. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." The gospel is the word of Christ. Many have the word, but it dwells in them poorly. It has no power over them. The soul prospers when we are full of the scriptures and of the grace of Christ. When we sing psalms, we must be affected with what we sing. The seventh and last key is circumstances and timing. Psalms chapter 37, verse 39 says, "But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble." You see, the salvation of the righteous will be the Lord's doing. Not ours, but the Lord's doing. As Christians, He will help us to do our duty, to bear our burdens, help us to bear our troubles well, and get good by them, and in due time, will deliver us out of our troubles. In looking at all of this, these seven keys will help to determine the true and profound voice of God. Now keep in mind, God will confirm His direction to us through one, two, or even more of these keys when we are in the process of making an important, life-changing decision. I hope everyone enjoys the rest of their day. Until next time, be safe, have faith, and be blessed.